socialism as part of our political conversations today, with lots of debating over what it really means and how it might work in practice. A new PBS documentary is adding to the conversation by looking back at Milwaukee's history. From 1910 to 1960, the city elected three socialist mayors and the country's first socialist congressman. With a combined 38 years in office, the city's socialist mayors played a big role in shaping modern Milwaukee. Lynn Sprangers is an award-winning journalist who previously served as chief political reporter for WTMJ Television in Milwaukee. She's one of the producers of America's Socialist Experiment that airs at 9 tonight on PBS Wisconsin and at 8 tomorrow on Milwaukee Public Television. Lynn, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. My pleasure.
Why did you want to tell this story of Milwaukee's socialist history in 2020?
Well, one of the facets we've always heard about good filmmaking is to find an interesting story. And the more we looked at this period of time, which really ran, as you said, 38 years, but it was spread over 50. So for the first half of the 20th century, socialists were guiding and leading and governing in Milwaukee. And the more we talked with people, even people who grew up in Milwaukee and people who we think are curious and they read and they're politically connected, didn't know that much about this particular period of time. And so the more that we visited with people and chatted and said, is this something that you think would make a good story? People said yes. And the donors for the film agreed. So we really started with that premise that it was an underreported story and one that should be told.
It's a Milwaukee story, and you focus a lot on Milwaukee and Wisconsin voices talking about the story. Can you give us a sense of who we're going to hear from?
Sure. Well, you know, there's, as you said, this is a great debate right now as we're in the midst of an election year and a pandemic, a recession, and obviously social justice protests. So there is a lot out there that's going to factor into our political conversation. So this story could have been told through a lot of different voices. But because it has a distinctly Milwaukee and Wisconsin connection, we decided to stay with local storytellers, people who had, who've been in Milwaukee, who sort of know what's in our DNA and what from that socialist period of time carried over into the, you know, into this next century. So we talked with the daughter of Mayor Frank Seidler. He was the third and last socialist mayor, at least during that era. And we talked with Dan Steininger, who's the grandson of Dan Hone. He was the second socialist mayor. And former Mayor John Norquist, Margot Anderson, and John Gerda, historians who have written books about this period of time. John Nichols, known to many folks in Madison and across the state for his work at the Capital Times, The Nation, and also the author of a book on socialism. We interviewed local elected officials. We talked with Bud Selig. He makes an appearance in the film. I'll just tease it by saying there's a connection between the Green Bay Packers and this film that you'll just have to tune in and watch.
Now, socialism means different things to a lot of different people, even among socialists. In the Milwaukee context, what did the socialists mean by that?
Well, they were swept into power in 1910 for really two major reasons. Milwaukee was an incredibly corrupt city in terms of its government, and it was also a very dirty, a physically dirty city. We were an industrial city. This is before we had laws and clean water acts and things that really cleaned up that front in a lot of urban areas. The socialists ran on a promise to fix both. They would fix government, they would make government cleaner, and they would also make the city's living conditions cleaner. They promised a better life for working people. And one of the things that really struck us as we did the research on this film is they had a propensity to listen to regular folks. They listened. And in doing so, they pushed for better working conditions, an 8-hour work week, having more green space and a growth of a county park system, things that they said regular folks would be able to support and enjoy.
Talking to Lynn Sprangers, she's one of the producers of the new documentary America's Socialist Experiment about socialism in Milwaukee in the 20th century. Premieres tonight at 9 on PBS Wisconsin and tomorrow at 8 p.m. on Milwaukee Public Television. We often hear the phrase thrown around, a sewer socialism, about Milwaukee at that time. Where did that particular phrase come from?
Well, it was meant as a derision. It was a put down that national and especially East Coast socialists put down the Milwaukee socialists because they said they were too consumed with improving sanitation than having an overthrow of the capitalist system. So they refer to them as sewer socialists, and it's sort of funny because Milwaukee socialists said, we'll take that title. We know how to win elections. And you guys on the East Coast couldn't be elected dog catcher. And so they realized early on in their tenure that if they wanted to govern, they had to win elections. And winning elections meant that they had to work within a capitalist system. There were definite speed bumps along the way, but that's how they managed to get in power, is they were smart, tactical politicians.
I'm going to fast forward past a lot of the stories you tell and look toward the end of this period in 1960. What led to the decline of socialists being able to win elections in Milwaukee?
You know, they were so successful and they had a long run. And sometimes in politics, Rob, a long run means mundane or, yeah, we've been there, done that. And a fresh voice comes along or a fresh political dynamic comes along. The socialists had such a great accomplishments during so much of their run. But they fell short on a couple of fronts, and it is why they failed in the long end, because they are not in power and they don't really have a presence of power today. There may be people who call themselves socialists, but we don't have the sort of movement that you saw back then. They failed to really build a pipeline of young talent. Political movements need people to run for office at the school board and in all of these local offices in order to then move up into the pipeline. And they just did not build a new generation of socialist leaders. Also, they were not able to make the connection during the 50s when Milwaukee was changing. The face of Milwaukee was literally changing. We had a large movement of African Americans from the South to the North. And the city was growing very extensively. The socialists did not connect with this new and growing part of Milwaukee that might have produced some of this younger talent. And after 1956, when Frank Zeidler ran for the last time, Henry Meyer stepped in 1960 and ran for mayor as a Democrat.
In our last minute or so, Lynn, what are you hoping people take away from this in the Milwaukee area and as this airs then around the country?
Yes, and we're going to be moving out to Los Angeles on Friday and other cities, and we're excited about the fact that we can bring this story to an audience nationally. One of the things that we think surprised us and we think may surprise yours as well is how things that don't look right actually still worked out in this socialist era. And now let me explain that. At the same time that Wisconsin was home to one of the country's most prominent anti-communists in the 1950s, Senator Joe McCarthy, and it was also the country's most prominent socialist who was running Milwaukee, these two guys were in the same state. They did not go after each other. Zeidler was elected at the same time that McCarthy was on his anti-communist crusade. And you look at some of these things, and it's like dogs and cats living together. It doesn't seem like it would work, but it did. And these two guys coexisted. It was one of the things that we were curious about in the film. I think people will find out new things about Milwaukee that they didn't know we did. And hopefully it will enlighten people about a period of our history here in Wisconsin that should be a story that should be told.
Lynn, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Our appreciation. Thanks for the time, Rob. We appreciate it.
That's Lynn Spranger, a journalist and one of the producers of the new documentary America's Socialist Experiment about Milwaukee. It premieres tonight at 9 o'clock on PBS Wisconsin and tomorrow at 8 p.m. on Milwaukee Public Television.